once when our mother called. She had a voice of last year's cough. We passed around the phone, sharing a word about Oregon. When my turn came, I was ashamed. When my turn came, I was ashamed. When we moved away, she came to Romulus for a day. Her Chevrolet broke down. We prayed it'd never be fixed or be found. We touched her hair. We touched her hair. We touched her hair. We touched her hair. She had her last child. Once when she had some boyfriend, some wild, she moved away quite far. Our grandpa bought us a new VCR. We watched it all night. We grew up in spite of it. We watched it. Our grandpa died in a hospital gown. She didn't seem to care. She smoked in her room and colored her hair. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed.
Thank you. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hold around enough with numbers. Let's Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Não voltou, não. Ela passou. in a wonderful world tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
We'll leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "I'll find Mom, how's Boston?" I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be, I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.